mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, boy, hasta la vista, McDonald's. I guess that's what we're talking about, okay? So, awesome.
Oh, so, great.
Right? Okay, you know, you've got the inside scoop on this. Fast food chain remained for a decade in this country, despite losses every year. We're talking about the fast food chain, I think, of our century, McDonald's. What's going on?
Well, I would just, there's a cultural rejection, basically, in Bolivia about the whole McDonald's thing. And I was always surprised that McDonald's made it in countries like France, that they guard their food so close. But it turned out that they made them change their beef and their buns, and they had to use French ingredients and all this stuff. Well, when it was brought into Bolivia, they just did the standard American stuff, like the McRib, for example, that has 70 different ingredients in it, including azo dicarbonamide.
That was easy for you to say.
Azo whatever. It doesn't belong in food. It's a flour bleaching agent that is used in producing foam plastics. That's in the McRib. But what I like about what happened in Bolivia is it was there for years, and McDonald's lost money in Bolivia for years doing this stuff. 60% of the Bolivians are an indigenous population, and they don't find it worth their health or their money to ever step into a McDonald's. One of the things when they polled people in Bolivia about why they didn't go there is they really believed that the food was made too quickly. It could not be safe. That was one of their things. Despite the fact that they kept lowering the prices, it was economically feasible. It was very inexpensive, and it was still rejected. There's a great quote, this indigenous woman, Esther Choque, which I probably mispronounced, C-H-O-Q-U-E. She was waiting for a bus to arrive outside of McDonald's, and they asked her, why not go in there? And she said, the closest I ever came was one day when it was raining, I climbed the steps to keep dry. And then they came and shooed me away. They said I was dirtying up the place. Why would I care if McDonald's leaves? So they didn't embrace the indigenous population. They didn't realize probably it was 60% of the population or whatever. But they simply looked at how they made their food and didn't trust it. And no matter how many advertisements, no matter what they did, how many clowns they threw out there, they didn't buy into it. And McDonald's is leaving Bolivia. After 14 wow. years of presence in the country, their extensive network couldn't hold up in the Bolivian chain. Store after store shut down as Bolivia rejected the McDonald's fast food agenda. Soon enough, they kissed the last McDonald's goodbye, and they're calling it a deep cultural rejection.
Wow. So, yeah, because Bolivians, I mean, they seem to seek well-prepared local meals, and they want to know that their food is prepared in the right way.
I just, you know, it was interesting how McDonald's has basically shifted every culture to a degree that they've went into to their model. I mean, when I was in Germany last year, fast food places everywhere. In France, now France, it's very moderate. It's generally not in downtown areas, but the kids want to see the clown. That, you know, they want to see that clown. In Belgium, there's a few, but they're outside. But again, they have to use sort of Belgian ingredients. But their Subway's creeping in. It seems like when the door opens, this fast food place, it becomes popular with the kids. They can market it to the kids, and boom, it blows up. What I find fascinating, and now I'm asking you, Holly, can you take from this that the parents sort of waved a finger at their kids and said, nuh-uh. You're not telling me where to eat? That's what I would get out of it, right?
Well, that and some other things. I mean, I think that, you know, from when you stick to your culture and not get swayed into the seductive messaging and marketing of McDonald's and some of these other companies, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I'll tell you, I took a Disney cruise with my family. Gosh, it was a long time ago. But at first I was like, are you kidding me? Is this what we're going to do? I was kicking and screaming and really resistant. I mean, to being on a cruise in general, because I usually need a lot of space to travel and like run and go, you know, I don't know, be by myself. And the cruises are actually there. It was a wonderful experience. But I left that experience thinking, wow, Disney has it down. They must have psychologists, psychiatrists working for them, because from a, you know, from an infant perspective all the way up to the elderly, there was something for everybody, and everybody felt, I think, well taken care of. And I don't want to say, okay, completely seduced, but I think that it's one of those instances where I love the Bolivians because they held on to their own minds. And it's something that's really, really important in our day and age. It's not only holding on to your own mind, it's waking up first and then being able to hold on to your own mind, which I think is so, so desperately necessary.
And they must have said no to their kids, because the marketing goes to the kids. It's why they got a clown, ladies and gentlemen. There's no coincidence in that. They got a clown out there. Where the kids want to go, the parents follow. And the more tired and the more overworked we got and the less time we had, it all just followed suit. We're working longer hours. We don't have time to prepare food. The kids will always like it. They will always eat the fat and sugar and chemicals made to their taste buds. They will go in there and do that. And I really like one of the cardinal things we teach our mothers in naturopathic medicine as naturopathic doctors is, do not reward your children with food, ever. Reward them with hugs, reward them with playtime, reward them with toys, whatever. Do not reward them with food. Let them find the healthy foods. And they said, hey, you're staying in our culture. This is what we do in Bolivia.
Well, I appreciate that. But not only reward your children with food, don't quiet your children with food either. Yeah, I mean, point. I think to that point, seriously, knowing that there are parents that are dealing with a lot, I mean, financial issues and multiple caregiving roles and sometimes, and I got to tell you, I don't want to shove my sister-in-law under the bus. But we got a video of our niece and nephew, and it was the other day, and she's like, "All right, so he's got a sugar pop, and she's got an ice cream cone. But you know what? They found him. What am I going to do? I'll pick my battles." And it's one of those things where I know what her lifestyle is like. She's got. You know, they're very close in age, they're very active, and sometimes just sticking in, literally, I think it's a great sugar pop, because pretty much we could categorize all of that stuff into a sugar pop. stick that in, and then certainly they are quiet for a bit and perhaps pacified, but boy, I think, you know, I've said it before, that's loan shark working there. You might get what you need right on the dot, but boy, the payback is going to be something else.
Holly, my 3-year-old Amelie, who you've met, she got last Halloween her first sugar, and it was just it was actually an organic gummy bear, but it was juice inside. She's never had anything like that. She is my ADHD and, you know, the whole thing. She pulled her friend got in a wagon. She pulled her friend uphill in the wagon. And after doing that, she laid down and rolled around and stared at the stars laughing. She literally got an energy burst and stoned from sugar because she's never had it.
Right.
It was a drug that took, my wife and I were watching her as if she'd almost had alcohol or something like else. It became like that. All I have to say is, yay, Bolivia. We can learn from you.
Absolutely. And I think that the Bolivian rejection of McDonald's, I mean, it's truly set a proper example for the rest of the world to follow. And I wish we could just shout this from the mountaintops and people could get inspired by it. Because I got to tell you, I'm still surprised. It's kind of like going back into your junior high. I'm like, were the walls always this? You know, or were the halls always this? Close together, you know, this small. Yes. And I'm like, do people still eat at McDonald's? Because I've learned so much, right? So just like me, just like the Bolivians, we have the right to understand where our food is coming from, to get local ingredients, because that's how we really stay well. Isn't that true? Wouldn't that be true? That's how we're doing it. That's how we're rolling here on Radio MD. Stay tuned.